Media mogul Oprah Winfrey set foot in Sitka Wednesday. She was on a Holland America cruise ship. On board were hundreds of loyal fans seeking adventure, inspiration, and if they were lucky, a chance to chat with the queen of daytime television. KCAW's Emily Kwong joined in the search.
Rumors that Oprah Winfrey was coming to Sitka have been floating around for weeks, and news reports from Juneau confirmed her arrival, as did her Instagram account.
Getting ready to hike the Mount Robert Trail here in Alaska.
This is a video of Oprah as she's about to go hiking. She declared 2017 her year of adventure and launched a series of cruises, one to Alaska, where she had never been before. On her itinerary for Sitka was a visit to the local bear sanctuary, Raptor Center, and watching Russian folk dance at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And that's where my stakeout began. All right, so we are on full-blown Oprah watch, as is everyone in town and on the cruise ship. Classy Hoyle is from Annapolis, Maryland.
She's certainly a role model. You know, and I'm, probably 20 years older than she.
Hoyle's cruise was organized by O, the Oprah magazine, and takes inspiration straight from its pages. There are yoga classes, an onboard book club, motivational talks, and gifts every night.
What did she give?
Not a car.
The swag this time is more modest. A visor, a pen, and a journal, specifically for this trip. Oprah is big on reflection and on her faith. She was raised a Baptist, and after years of physical and sexual abuse, ran away from home when she was 13. Hoyle says Oprah told a cruise ship audience that she still gets on her knees every night to pray.
You know, which was shocking to me. I would think a billionaire, you know, you wouldn't think of that. She said every night.
I watch as bus after bus of her fans arrive, sporting gear with a giant O logo. Part of the appeal of Oprah is that she's built this massive empire around personal growth. People are inspired by her because she inspires them.
I feel like I felt Oprah for the first time in the last 25 years. You can read her, you can see her, but being in her presence, her essence really flowed in the room. Everybody was captivated. You could hear a pin drop.
This is Coco Hunt. It isn't Oprah, but getting motivation from a true disciple of hers is the next best thing. I walk away beaming and find a gaggle of girls who have just received some disappointing news that Oprah left town.
They say she flew out. Did you just go to the airport right now?
Yeah, I'm just
there. Well, she's not there.
Yeah. Maybe she's eating something.
Or like she's already in
the Maybe jet. She got a corn dog. Yeah.
A local tour guide confirms that Oprah canceled all of her plans in Sitka and went straight to her private jet from the ship, overwhelmed by all the attention she'd been receiving aboard. Ultimately, Oprah came and went without a trace. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.